Game five in that Eastern Conference Finals, and a very ugly first half, to say the least. I mean, Miami leads it 42-37 at halftime over the Boston Celtics. But then the Celtics got it going in the second half, and they end up running away to a 93-80 victory in Miami. And we talked yesterday, Marcus, I mean, it was going to be hard to score for the Heat. And that was the bottom line to me in that game, is just where the points going to come from, and they just don't have enough of them right now.
No, I think that's true, and the Celtics are really good on defense. I think the Celtics, sometimes they revert back to bad habits during the season, and it's really an incredible transformation, I think. I mean, you've got two players that I think matured quite a bit. I think you had a leader in Marcus Smart kind of appear on the team to provide a role that you know, some of the younger guys on the team look up to him and add some toughness. And so it's not a perfect team, but I do think that if they get to the finals against the Warriors, it should be a really good final. They're very, very talented. And I do think that they've got the ability to, you know, to score with them and play pretty good, you know, defense. It's hard to chase the Warriors around all the time, but I think the Celtics can match up pretty good with them. But I think the Heat are they're kind of done.
Brad, what did you think?
Well, I'll be honest with you, fellas. I went to see Todd Snyder last night at the Tower Theater, so I did not see a moment of the game. And here's what's funny about it. I was watching the score as I was at the concert. I would check every few minutes and see where it was. And I saw that Boston was way down in the first half. And then I saw that they rallied back and wound up winning pretty big. What I found interesting about being removed from the game, when you watch the highlights, you really don't get the context of what happened. So I'm sort of at a loss for what did Miami do right and Boston do wrong in the first half, and then what flip-flopped in the second half, who picked up the slack, and what made Boston come out winning pretty big in that game. I mean, they had it won pretty handily by the time it was a couple of minutes left in the game. It was over with. It's weird to not see the game, and even, like I said, when you see the highlights, you just see the good plays. You don't really see the context of what went wrong and what went right and how they fixed what they fixed. So I don't have a whole lot of insight to tell you about the game, but I did find it interesting to have that observation, because I wasn't able to watch any of the game.
Well, the thing is, they never got way down in the first half. They were only, I mean, 7 was the Heat's biggest lead. They led by 5 at halftime. So, Mark, and you can weigh in on this, I think that's one thing Boston did right, is at least they hung in there when they weren't making shots in the first half. And like you said, with their defense, they stayed in the game, where every other game this series, guys, we've talked about how teams built a 20-point lead. Now, the Celtics eventually did lead by 23, so we had that again last night. But it's not like Boston fell down by 15 or 20. They were only down by 7, only 5 at halftime. And so they stayed in the game, and then they came out and started making shots in the second half. And I said, told Matt earlier, Mark, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, first half, they combined for 10 points. 10 points only in the first half. And then in the second half, they came out, and especially Jaylen Brown, I thought, really took over that game. Jaylen Brown, 19 points and no turnovers in the second half. Jason Tatum had 18. So they combined for 37 points in the second half, after combining for 10 in the first half, Marcus.
Do you guys think
Robert Williams,
is Jimmy Butler hurt? Why is Jimmy Butler such a non-factor in this series right now?
He's got a bad knee.
That's part of it. Yeah, the bad knee. I mean, definitely. I mean, he's not the same player he was in games 1 and 2. But like Mark says, I do think you got to give the Celtic defense a lot of credit. But Jimmy Butler, Mark, I mean, he was missing 10-footers. I mean, even put up a couple of air balls on mid-range shots last night. Went 1 for 5 on his threes. But he shot 4 foul shots. But, like, in game one, he got to the line 18 times. He clearly doesn't have the explosion to get to the basket. And so that's why we asked yesterday. I mean, and we said, okay, the Miami backcourt has to play better than Game 4. And in Game 4, the Miami backcourt, Max Strus and Kyle Lowry combined to go 1 for 13. 1 for 13 in Game 4. And we said they can't be worse than that. Well, they were.
They were worse.
They go 0 for 15 combined. Missed all 12 of their threes. You just can't win when your starting backcourt is 0 for 15.
No, you can't. I think also a guy texted us in last week that, or earlier this week that Robert Williams has had a big impact on this series. He's been when he's played, Bam Adebayo has been ineffective. And if you we consider Bam Adebayo as an all-star. I don't think anybody considers Robert Williams a guy that's that good because he is not. I mean, he's an athletic big man, so he has the ability to play different positions, and he'll be very, very important in the Golden State series for them. So I think that you've got to give a lot of credit to what he's done in this series, and you know he hasn't been healthy for the Celtics the entire playoffs, but just too little firepower from Miami. That's evident in the score.
And they don't have Tyler Hero, right, Marcus? When you talk about the firepower, that's one thing we got to mention is, and even I saw Brian Windhorst last night, and he said, you know, just if Tyler Hero came out and had his average game, that might have been enough for them last night. I don't know. I mean, with the poor second half they played, might not have been. But I'm just saying Hero is a big, big loss for them. But when you combine that with Kyle Lowry is just a shell of himself, I'm sorry, and now Jimmy Butler is hurt. And so we get back to what we talked about yesterday. Where's the scoring going to come from?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
And Bam did. I'll give Bam this. I mean, he had 18 and 10, so that wasn't terrible, but some of it came late. And like you said, Robert Williams matched him with the 10 rebounds, and the Celtics aren't looking for Robert Williams to score anyway. So yeah, he's a big part. And, Mark, I thought Al Horford had a heck of a game last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he should have good games in the playoffs. I mean, he's a good player, and I think that the Celtics, obviously wanted to reacquire him, and that's made sense.
Marcus Smart tried to give it a go. He only went 1 for 5, scored 5 points, but they were still plus 13 when he was on the floor. And I thought Derek White gave him White ended up playing 6 more minutes than Smart did, but he went 6 for 8 last night. And 14 points and 5 assists, so I thought Derek White was really good at times. But no, it's mainly, Jaylen Brown and Tatum, they played poorly in the first half, and they really got it going in the second half. And like you said, Marcus, they've really matured. I tell you what, I mean, we talked about Tatum yesterday's first-team All-NBA. Jaylen Brown, I thought, really was, if I had to pick one of them, he was the main reason. I mean, Tatum still only went 7 for 20 and 2 for 8 from 3. But Jaylen Brown, 10 for 19, 5 for 9 from 3. They were plus 20. He had easily the best plus minus, scored 25 points. Brown was the main reason they won that game.
Here's the thing. Neither one of these teams – I'm sorry, Mark. Neither one of these teams, unless they get healthy, is going to be able to match up against Golden State. Miami, if Jimmy Butler doesn't get healthy and play better, if they somehow were able to win the series, and certainly Boston without Marcus Smart, they're both of those teams, either one of those teams is going to be in a huge struggle against Golden State.
I disagree totally. Totally. I mean, I don't think Boston's going to be, an undermanned against – I mean, obviously, I get what you're saying on Marcus Smart, that yeah, it's going to help if he's healthy. But I think Boston can compete with Golden State the way they are right now.
I think they can compete with them, but I think if Marcus Smart is not able to go for more than 1 of 5 and give you 20 minutes or 20, whatever it was, 23, that's going to put them at a disadvantage against Golden State. And Miami, with the way that they're playing right now, I can't imagine them getting through this series, much less matching up against Golden State.
Yeah, I think this series is over. I think Boston's going to close them out. Marcus, you agree this series is over?
Over.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so it's going to be the Celtics and then obviously it's going to be Golden State unless there's a miracle, something that's never happened in the NBA before. But, Brad, I said weeks ago I'd take the winner of the East against whoever comes out of the West. I said that weeks ago, and I feel stronger. I feel a whole lot better, Marcus. I mean, Boston defensively, I think, is a lot better team than Golden State. We talked about Golden State and what – now, granted, that's a strategy, what they're doing against Dallas because of Luka Doncic. They're trying to slow him down and playing that zone defense. But we said it. I mean, the last game, Dallas had 25 uncontested threes. That's not great defense at all. I think Boston's playing a whole lot better defense than Golden State.
Boston's playing much better D.
Yeah, Boston's athletic enough, I think, to kind of get after Golden State. And we'll see. They've had a lot of success in the regular season and definitely in the first round with double teams. And I don't know if they'll be able to do that. And we'll see if they can double Steph sometimes when he gets the ball and then try to prevent him getting it back. I mean, and that is a huge challenge with the guy that moves best off the ball than anybody else in the NBA. But we'll see. We'll see what they do and how they try to attack them.
Here's what I'm trying to say, Craig. I think that Boston, with what they've done in this Miami series, allowing Miami to go on runs against them, I don't think Golden State compares to Boston defensively. And from that standpoint, I think that Boston is a good matchup for them. I'm saying without Marcus Smart, if he doesn't come back to 100%, and if they let Golden State go on a run, Boston's going to have a hard time catching up with them. That's the issue that I think that you have. I still think it'd be a good series. I think that Boston-Golden State is a much better of the two than Miami. Miami is, I don't know if they're being proven, if they're finally like living up to what I thought they were all along, or if it's just the injury bug that's got them. But what Jimmy Butler's done in this series, since the beginning of the series, I think the first game, maybe two games, he had good games, and then he's been non-existent, which is why I ask about the injury. But yeah. I think if Golden State is able to go on runs against Boston, Boston's really going to struggle like they have against Miami to get back into it.
Well, on the Marcus Smart part of it, I mean, it's a sprained ankle. By the time they play, I'm sure it's going to be a whole lot better. It was well enough to play almost 24 minutes last night.
Right.
And so, yeah, I don't worry that much. I mean, all these guys are banged up at this point. We talked about that. But the Celtics, they got a nice little rotation. Like I said, Derek White had 14 off the bench for him last night. They've had games where Grant Williams has been big for him off the bench. Peyton Pritchard has made some shots. It's mainly those guys. It's, you know, Tyus, if they get, you know, foul trouble or whatever, I mean, you could see him coming off the bench, you know, some. But it's mainly that rotation. William, like Mark said, Robert Williams, keeping him healthy. Now, they need him for rim protection because when he's not in there, their rim protection's, you know, not very good, Marcus. But I don't know. Mark, I'm with you on Tatum and Brown. They have shown me something. Now, again, they threw in a clunker in the first half last night. Tatum and Brown did, and that's why they were down by 5 points. But, man, they came up. I thought they came up really big in the second half last night.
Well, they're really young, and I think both of those guys at times, they didn't know how to play with each other. You know, I mean, they both wanted to shoot a bunch, and both want to score 50 every night, and that's just not the way that it works, I mean, in terms of winning a championship. So I think they're learning to defer and when they need to do things and different stuff. And so I think it's just kind of a progression. But that growth is some things that we don't ever see out of NBA superstars. Russell Westbrook never had a period of growth in his career. He never learned how to do things that were different that could help better a team win a championship. He only knew how to go 110 miles an hour, and he never
evolved. Know why, don't you? Because they didn't take him to dinner and sit him down and talk to him about it. That's what Magic said.
Well, yeah, that's right. Well. But I'm saying Luka may be the same way. You know, I mean, there have been a lot of players that are just.
That's what I worry about with Luka.
Yeah. Well, and Jason Tatum last night, where I'm coming from is Tatum last night went 1 for 9. Now, and he kept grabbing his shoulder. And he even talked about it. He said he was clearly uncomfortable in the first half with a shoulder injury, and he had 1 for 9. And so I thought, is this one of those games where they're going to lose and Tatum's going to use the shoulder as an excuse and all of that? And then he comes back, you know, with the second half that he had, and when all is said and done, yeah, his shooting percentages weren't that great, but he ends up with 22 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists, He came out in the second half, scored 18 points, and made plays to help him win the game. To me, that's a sign of maturity. Obviously, he's playing through injury last night. He wasn't 100%, and he found a way to get it done in the second half. That shows me what Mark's talking about, the growth with Tatum. And we saw the same thing with Jaylen Brown. So they're one away, and we all expect them, I think, to wrap it up tomorrow night at home in Boston.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.